Give God all your worries. Today's tip for developing your daily time with God is catharsis. Catharsis is an interesting term that was first introduced to the world by a mental health expert by the name of Joseph Breuer, a colleague and mentor of Sigmund Freud. Oh, I know what some of you are thinking. What good can come out of those guys? Well, a lot. If God can speak through a donkey, he can speak through me. He can speak through anyone. The Bible says in Numbers 22, "Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, 'What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?'" Hey, listen, if God could speak through me, he can speak through anyone. Theologians call this example common grace. God speaks to everyone. The Bible speaks of this amazing revelation theme and the advocate. "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come." John 16. Hey, isn't that good news? God will speak to you and me even more because we love him and he adores us. So let's go back to the concept of catharsis in prayer. The Bible says that we should pour out all of your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. That's catharsis. It's dumping all the emotional toxicity and pain out of your system. Hey, prayer is the safest place for you to dump all your emotions and concerns to God. It's a lot like taking out your garbage daily. You can tell God everything and anything. He'll never judge you or reject you. In fact, he's urging you right now to tell him everything. And he's telling you, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I'll help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41. Prayer will become your least expensive form of therapy and spiritual health. Prayer is not using perfect words in their proper form. Prayer is a sloppy mess of hurt, love, praise, and pain. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.